This is Casey Dolan with your local news and commentary for Wednesday, April 19th, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. This past Monday, Chief Accountant Judy Shepherd told the Board of County Commissioners that Jefferson County spent nearly $3 million in the first quarter of 2023 while it brought in $1.3 million in revenues. The Peninsula Daily News reported that some of those revenues included the receipt of grants that weren't known at the time of the original budget. The two largest expenditures were $1 million apiece. The county added $1 million from the Public Infrastructure Fund to the Sims Gateway and Boatyard Expansion Project and transferred another $1 million from the Capital Improvement Fund for the Tri-Area Sewer Project in Port Hadlock. The transfer for the sewer project, largely funded by grants, was to provide available cash to the county as there is often a delay between when grants are received and when contractors need to be paid. Shepherd said that there is an expectation the money would be paid back. Other additions to the budget included $164,000 in grant funding to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office for a navigator position and substance abuse treatment programs, $103,000 for a case manager in the newly established therapeutic courts, and $101,665 for renovations to the Olympic Peninsula Gateway Center for the transition between the Jefferson County Historical Society and the Tourism Coordinating Council. The three commissioners approved the amended budget unanimously. Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife shellfish managers confirmed yesterday in a press release that the next round of coastal razor clam digging can proceed as planned from today through April 25th. On all open beaches, Long Beach, Twin Harbors, Mocrocks, and Copalis, the daily limit from April 19th through May 14th is 20 razor clams instead of the usual 15. Each digger's clams must be kept in a separate container, and all diggers must keep the first 20 clams they dig, regardless of size or condition. Diggers are encouraged to make sure their intended destination is open before heading out. Digging is allowed from midnight until 12 noon only on April 19th through the 25th and during the tentative digs on May 4th through the 10th. Since low tides for tentative digs on May 11th through 14th are near or after 12 noon, digging will be allowed from 4 a.m. until 4 p.m. for those specific days only. To participate, razor clam diggers must purchase their new 2023-2024 recreational fishing or shell fishing licenses available from hundreds of licensed vendors throughout the state. All diggers age 15 or older must have an applicable fishing license to harvest razor clams on any beach. More specific information regarding dig schedules can be found on the WDFW Razor Clam webpage, the link of which can be found in the transcript of this broadcast at kptz.org. You've heard of a robbery of a home, but have you ever imagined an actual home in its entirety being stolen? That's what happened to the owners of a tiny red home on a trailer on Deer Park Road near Port Angeles. They were out of town when it happened. According to the Clallam County Sheriffs, the theft occurred sometime between Monday and Tuesday of this week. The trailer has an Oregon plate with the number U461936, and tire tracks indicate it was hauled north toward the highway. Not easy to hide for the thieves. If anyone sees it or has information, they are requested to call dispatch at 360-417-2459 and ask to speak with a deputy. Otherwise, you can leave an anonymous tip at a link provided in the transcript of this broadcast at kptz.org. A reminder, first installment properties are due this month. The deadline to pay is extended to May 1st, 2023 instead of April 30th because the due date falls on a weekend. Mailed payments must be postmarked, put in a Dropbox, or paid online by the due date to avoid penalty and interest charges. Dropboxes can be found in various locations. The main one is located in the parking lot behind the Jefferson County Courthouse at 1820 Jefferson Street. Three additional Dropboxes available for payment by check in April and October are located at the First Security Bank of Washington in Port Townsend, the First Security Bank of Washington in Port Hadlock, and the Sound Community Bank in Port Ludlow. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.